Hello. A one, a two, a three, read it well. All you need is kindfulness.
A collection of Ajahn Brahm quotes. Sila. Sila is the Pali term for virtue. It is the cultivation of harmlessness, kindness, generosity, and care by body, speech, and mind. It could also be translated as character, habit, or morality. Your understanding of what is skillful and what is unskillful, and the inspiration you get from your own heart or from seeing living examples, will enable you to let go of unwholesome habits and tendencies and to develop the wholesome qualities in your mind. The practice of morality makes your heart pure, and a pure heart is a happy heart, well prepared for the practice of meditation.
If you want to have a good time, be good. Real beauty does not lie in perfection, but in embracing and accepting imperfection. Love is the ability to embrace the imperfections of another, of ourselves, and of life. Instead of having a fault-finding mind, develop the beautiful attitude of gratitude. Whatever you value, whatever you think is really important, that is what will develop and grow. Water the flowers in your garden. Don't water the weeds. What you see in others, that's what they will show you back. Don't worry too much about what goes into your mouth. It's much more important to worry about what comes out of it. A lot of anger comes from not seeing the full picture, from not understanding the truth of the matter. What's more important? Being right or living in harmony together? It's never his problem, or her problem, or my problem. It's always our problem. We are in this together. That is how you solve problems. If there's nothing to do, you can do nothing. If there is something you can do, then give it all you've got. You can't always cure, but you can always care. whenever there is a tragedy, it gives us the opportunity to care, to give, to help and to serve. Always put happiness and joy into whatever you are doing. Little acts of kindness are huge. They make both you and others very happy. This is what we call instant karmic rewards. Merit is not something you store up for a future life. It's what you put in your heart for now. Real generosity is giving, expecting nothing back in return. Inspiration is a beautiful source of pure energy that uplifts your heart. A lot of the time, you learn the most from osmosis, by just hanging around good people. When you cultivate a beautiful mind throughout the day, you will have a beautiful mind in meditation.
Samadhi. Samadhi is the Pali term for deep meditation, or for collectedness and unification of mind. It is not achieved through force or striving, but through restraining and relinquishing unwholesome qualities and through the cultivation and development of wholesome ones. Mindfulness and kindness will allow a positive and happy mind to settle down and to enter deeper and deeper into stillness and peace. The purification that happens through the practice of meditation will give your mind the strength and clarity required to uncover, to face, and to penetrate to the truth.
Your real home is not the house you live in, but the stillness and peace in your heart. Forget about the results, creating the causes, that's your work. The results will come by themselves. The essence of meditation is your attitude. It's not important what you're meditating on, but how you are meditating. Whatever you are aware of, you need that magical ingredient of kindness. When you are kind to what you are watching, it relaxes, and so do you. Put a lot of attention in the space between you and whatever you are aware of, and make sure there are wholesome qualities in that space. Kindness, gentleness, peace, and patience. Can you make peace? Can you be kind? Can you be gentle? If you can, then you can meditate. Right intention makes a present moment a pleasant moment. Delight is the glue that makes your attention stick to the object. Yes, being a control freak and using willpower may give you mindfulness, but it's not the type of mindfulness that will lead to happiness, stillness, or insight. Playfulness, joy, the power of wisdom, that creates great mindfulness. The way of meditation is not force and willpower, but wisdom power. The energy of the mind can be directed in two ways. It can go into reacting, doing, thinking, struggling and striving, or it can go into letting go, not being involved and getting entangled, just into being aware without reacting. The more you do, the more you strive, the more you wear your mind out. Don't do letting go. Let go of doing. Right effort is the effort to stop, to restrain, to give up, to let go, to renounce. The nature of the human mind is to be still. It only moves because of the wind of wanting. Meditation is not about attaining more things, but about letting go of things and becoming more free. When you want something more, you cannot enjoy what you already have. It's very hard to progress in meditation when you have a fault-finding mind. You always see what's wrong. You never see the beauty. Wherever you happen to be on the path of meditation, please want to be there. If you want to be somewhere else, that's the end of progress. It's the nature of contentment to deepen, to become more brilliant, more happy, more blissful, more profound and empty, if you just stay with it long enough.
Panya. Panya is the Pali term for wisdom or insight, seeing the world clearly, without distortion. It is the deep understanding of the human condition that emerges out of the pure and peaceful mind. Panya is always born of silence and stillness, of an open, receptive, and unbiased heart. A mind full of thoughts is not ready to listen deeply enough. Insight into the nature of things, whether small or huge and life-changing, always sets you free and fills your heart with unconditional love and compassion for all beings.
In Buddhism, we don't fight our defilements, we understand them. And when we know them, they disappear. When you embrace the problem and bring it close to you, you have a chance to understand it. When you run away, your face is turned in the opposite direction. Wisdom is all around us, and insight is there for the taking. But when there is too much noise, we just cannot hear life teaching us. All thinking is about something. It is always one step away from penetrating the truth of the matter. You don't need to give things a name, just know them. Never allow your knowledge to stand in the way of truth. Don't bend the truth to fit your beliefs. Bend your beliefs to fit the truth. Life is a flow of unexpected moments. Your future is uncertain. Whatever you expect it to be, it will always be totally different. You can either be caught up in this world and in your desires, or you can be free. Suffering is asking from the world what it can never give you. Freedom is realizing that you can't control life. Pleasure is just a pause between two moments of pain, and pain is just a space between two moments of pleasure. Whatever disturbance there is, it only lasts for a few moments. But if you allow it to echo in your mind, it will keep on going for a long time. We are prisoners of our own concepts. Hell is a place with an open door. You send yourself there because of guilt. If you know what love and forgiveness mean, you can walk out at any time. It's amazing how free you can be if you don't limit yourself to your past. The nature of life is to settle down and to find a balance all by itself. Where there is a self, there are things belonging to a self. Where there is no self, there is no sense of ownership. When you don't have a solid sense of self, you can adapt to whatever situation you happen to be in. when you disappear, when there is no traveler, then the path becomes as wide as a multi-lane highway. You just can't miss it.